And you're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Yesterday, we told you about a new poll that shows Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders gaining ground in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. But we didn't tell you about the other Vermonters who are in the race. In fact, federal campaign filings show at least three other presidential candidates from the Green Mountain State. Well, tonight we'll hear from one of them, whose long-shot campaign all got started by a single question from a little girl.
My name is Madeline Wood, and I play the piano.
Madeline Wood is 8 years old, and the candidate is her father.
John Joseph Wood in Fairhaven, Vermont.
So one night, John Wood is tucking his daughter into bed, and you know how these conversations go.
We're sitting in bed, and we always talk about the stars. She likes astrology, and we talk about art and acting and all that.
But on this night, Madeline wants to talk politics.
And I asked my dad, do you have to be rich to be the president?
And John Wood says, no, not technically, but...
You just have to have a very good idea and care about people.
So then I said, why won't you be president? And then...
And then he does it.
I'm like, okay, I will.
So the next day, John Wood calls his neighbor just over the hill in Fairhaven, a woman named Brennan Malloy, and he's telling her all this.
And I'm like, why'd you say yes? He's like, my kid asked me to do something, and now what? And I'm like, I don't know what. I guess we should look into it.
And that's how Malloy became the John Wood for President 2016 campaign manager. We all met up earlier this summer at Wood's home in Fairhaven. Malloy says the goal right now is to gather enough signatures to get Wood's name on the ballot in Vermont and maybe some neighboring states. They've hit up a local farmers market and some other local events, but the ground game is a bit thin.
Is the campaign operation, am I sitting with the campaign operation right
now?
Pretty much.
We have supporting factors, but... We've spent no money on advertising or marketing.
They have set up a Facebook page, but that may be about it. Wood says he's not even accepting campaign donations.
We don't want your money. We want your vote. That's what it really is. I mean, I could throw money and have neon signs and all this, but do you know the real me? No, you don't.
Wood is a good-looking guy. 50 years old, dark hair, dark eyes, a former New York State Park police officer who's now a stay-at-home dad to his two girls. And that regular Joe resume is what seems to drive his campaign.
We're not hiring a camera crew or a makeup crew or somebody to write the speeches for us or put things on Facebook. This is it.
Oh, I see.
It's a little not turned up.
Okay, don't laugh.
I'm a son of two vets.
Wood and Malloy sit me down at the kitchen table and pull up a campaign video they shot on a smartphone. Wood talks into the camera, rattling off his views on different issues.
It's really tough when you see somebody in a Walmart and they want to buy that little toy for their child, but they can't. You work so hard and you get a raise. And once you got that raise, you still can't afford paying your bills.
Wood likes to explain his political beliefs with little anecdotes like this. He says he's a registered Democrat, but he doesn't really fit into a party mold. For example, he supports government-run universal health care, but he also stresses the need to lower taxes and to deport what he called illegal aliens in order to save American jobs. Still, there is a common theme.
Why can't the common person actually run the country? Because the common person actually worked the country.
Another theme? Restore America's standing in the world. He says he gained insight into this from his own work traveling the globe as a fashion model. He's got the photos to prove it.
That's me when I was in Italy.
This is you with the leather jacket. You look like a youthful John Stamos, kind of. You're like a total heartthrob.
In a 1980s way. Yes, I've gained some weight since then, as you can tell.
Italy, France, Brazil. Wood says his time abroad let him see how the rest of the world views the U.S., not always favorably.
And now that I'm on the inside, I can sit there and say, okay, this is America, guys, and we're going to fix this, and you guys are going to love us.
But wait a minute here. Reality check time. No money, no staff, no press operation. So I ask, isn't this all a little bit crazy, a little quixotic? And Brennan Malloy says that's exactly the point.
Take the money and logic out of chasing your dreams, because I don't like the fact that we take little girls like Maddie and we tell them, you might have a dream of being a movie star, but honey, nobody makes it.
Right.
You know, be something logical, be an accountant.
That's why Wood says success doesn't mean actually getting to the White House.
Success does not mean you're a winner. Success means you went for your dreams. And my daughter can sit there and look at her dad and say, hey, he was a candidate for the president. He didn't make it, but he actually went for it.
No logic, no money, just two adults, a little girl, and a presidential race. For VPR News, I'm Alex Keefe.